I think that tomorrow will be better than today, but not necessarily for everybody. You know, I think that there is some nuance out there, you know, commas and semicolons. And I think that while innovation and the developments in science and technology will help us live longer lives, will help give us greater abundance, I also think that it will create some very distinct challenges for the working and middle classes in very high-cost labor markets, notably those in Europe and the United States. So I come down on the optimistic side of the field, but short of utopian.
Is there anything we can do to mitigate those threats for working people who are likely to be hardest hit by these changes?
Absolutely. So look, this is the community that I come from. I put myself through university having to working on a beer truck and working as a midnight janitor. So this is who I am by birth and the community that I come from. So I'm quite motivated understanding the forces that are shaping our future for us to make those interventions that can help. And the place where we have to start really is on those education programs that most serve the working class and the middle class. I think that we increasingly need to look at models like the German model, which have very strong technical apprentice programs to help ensure that people in the working class don't fall through the safety net. I also think that we need to look at our universities, putting the most prestigious universities aside, but community colleges, those with two-year programs that may not offer full degree programs but different certificates, and help ensure that the education being delivered there really maps to where the job growth is. And there's a role for government as the principal funder of such systems to place conditionality on its grants and on its funding to help ensure that the education being delivered is really relevant in the context of where the jobs will be. So I think the far and away the most important response to the changes to come and the stresses on the working and middle class are in the education system.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.